Today we commemorate the prophet Amos, and the Roman martyrology for today reads, June 15th, the commemoration of the holy prophet Amos, who, being a shepherd of Tekoa and dresser of sycamore trees, the Lord sent to the children of Israel, so as to vindicate his justice and his holiness against their transgression. So in today's first reading, we heard about the prophet Elijah and the prophet Elisha, and how there were 50 guild prophets who were following them. Okay, these were men who gave themselves over to a particular life of piety, and sometimes known as professional prophets. Well, Amos was not of this kind. As we read, he was a rustic man. Actually, the commentary says that he was a rustic peasant farmer from the countryside. But the Holy Spirit, who exalts the humble, raised him up to prophesy, as he did to David and to others. And so, a double portion of Elijah's spirit fell on Elisha, but the same Holy Spirit chose this man Amos as well and fell upon him, raised him up to be a prophet, and not in his own country, that is, the southern kingdom of Judah, but actually to head to the north, to the northern kingdom of Israel, to preach against those people. He lived in a time of prosperity and wealth, and this is what brought so much moral corruption. So I think really here is what we find for our lesson today, right? Amos speaks against the corruption of wealth and the perversion of justice that will bring the day of the Lord. So we see how in times of persecution, in times of want, that's when the people of God turned their minds and hearts to him. That's when they reformed their lives and were faithful to the covenant. But it's in the times of relative peace and prosperity that they fall away and live immoral lives and are no longer faithful. And so, really, the same thing can be said in our own times, right? How when we're in peace and prosperity, it's easy to live a very lax spiritual life, to live a life of comfort and not be so interested in raising your mind and heart to God and the things of heaven, and to be focused on eternal life, but instead to be focused on the things of the world. And so for this reason, when it's not a time of persecution, you need to persecute yourself, so to speak, right? By fasting, by discipline. And it's funny because today's gospel is actually a gospel that we read during Lent. It talks about prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. And so we need to do these things as the saints have done before us. And that's what keeps our minds and hearts detached from this world, set on the things that are above. Amos the prophet, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.